一月中，咁啊，可能已经开始谂下呢个嘅新年嘅事，因为好快到新年。And now it's 2017, and middle of January, I think we're starting to think about Chinese New Year because it's coming up soon. 咁啊，仲有十几日到新年嘅。It's just about 10-14 days, and then Chinese New Year. 所以头先主席话要洗邋遢啦，系咪？咁啊，年廿八洗邋遢，咁你洗咗未啊？And so, you know, before the Chinese New Year, we need to clean up and get everything in order. So we've still got some time to do that if you haven't done it yet. 咁啊，我谂今年咧就系好特别，因为整个嘅一月咧啱啱完咗元旦，跟住系一月尾就系农历新年。I think this January is kind of unique, as you know, we just finished the New Year. And now at the end of January, we're going to the Chinese New Year. 可能整个嘅月份嘅时候，我哋会喺度思想我哋嘅生命，我哋嘅方向。And so maybe some of you, I don't know, have been thinking throughout this whole month, you know, what about our life? What is our focus? What is our direction in life? 我立志要做啲乜嘢？ And what am I committed to doing? 可能觉得生命应该坚持啲乜嘢？And what do you think you should hold fast to in your life? 我哋作为基督徒系新嘅一年，我哋应该追求啲乜嘢？ And as Christians, what should we be chasing after in the new year? 咁啊，诗篇一百零一篇系话我哋听大卫系所持守行神嘅路。Psalms 101 tells us that David was holding fast to following God. 所以我们一起打开圣经，我们看诗篇一百零一篇。So let's turn our Bibles to Psalms 101. 不是一百零一班点九，是一百零一诗篇。And it's not 101 Dalmatians, it's Psalm 101. 那神安排大卫是做以色列的王。God had established David as the king of Israel. 咁啊，佢要带领整个国家， and he was to rule and lead the country. 于是佢就要定佢所持守、所立志要做嘅事。And so he determined what he was going to hold fast on, what principles he was going to run his country by. 咁啊，大家有冇一啲你认为系需要持守嘅原则呢？ Do you have certain principles that you feel that you just must hold on to? 咁我哋系无论发生咩事，我都要坚持，都要持守。And no matter what happens in life, I'm going to hold fast. I'm going to continue doing it. 现代人越来越放松自己，系以前所持守嘅。现在就会看情况，看合不合适。And now, you know, the world we're coming, we're getting more lax and relaxed in things, and things that we used to hold fast to, now today, if it's convenient, maybe I'll do it. 或者看大多数的人是怎样。Or maybe you follow, what is everybody else doing? What's the majority doing? 现代世界里面，即是要持守道德观、价值观，可能被人闹。And now today in the world, if you want to hold fast to your morals and to your values, you might get yelled at and accused by other people. 你愿意持守神想你持守的事吗？ Are you willing to hold fast to the things that God wants you to hold fast to? 今天我们的主题就是为神持守原则。And so this message I'm sharing this morning is stand firm on your principles for God. 情况会改变，文化会改变， situations change, cultures change, 时代又改变， times change, 但是神要我们持守的原则是不改变。 But the principles that God wants us to hold firm to never change. 神是真理，真理是不改变。 God is truth, and truth doesn't change. 神的真理, 一直都是不变, and the truth of the Lord has never changed. 所以我们要立志相信跟随耶稣。 So we need to take a commitment to stand firm and follow Jesus Christ.
立志按照耶稣的教导和真理行。
And we need to make a commitment. I'm going to follow, I'm going to walk in the way that Jesus, the truth of Jesus Christ.
所以我们看诗篇101篇是大卫立志。
And so as you look at Psalm 101, it's David making this commitment.
这个是叫皇帝的诗篇。
And this is one of the royal psalms.
大部分觉得这个诗篇就是皇帝的就职典礼的时候会用。
And many expositors feel that they use this psalm during the coronation of the king.
1月20号, 美国有个就职典礼。
And January 20th, there's a coronation, inauguration for American president.
我不知道新的美国总统会不会是持守坚持按照这些原则。
And I don't know, will the new president of the United States hold firm to these type of principles?
我希望他会,但时间才会知道。
I hope that he does, but time will only tell.
可能大卫是刚刚开始登基做皇帝的时候写这个诗篇。
And it's very possible that David, when he started his early in his rulership of Israel, when he became king, that's when he wrote this psalm.
表示他要用什么原则带领国家,
as a way to demonstrate what principles he was going to rule the country with.
另外有些人觉得这是一个弥赛亚诗篇。
And some expositors feel this is a messianic psalm.
弥赛亚诗篇因为之前九十篇一路到一百篇都是弥赛亚诗篇。
And as a messianic psalm, because Psalms 90 all the way to 100 are all like messianic psalms.
是讲到耶稣基督回来在世界上建立他的国家。
And talking about when Jesus comes back and sets his kingdom here on earth.
但如果是弥赛亚诗篇,就是表示耶稣回来的时候,按照什么原则带领他的子民?
If it is a messianic psalm, it shows the principles that Jesus will use to rule his people.
但我们看的时候,我们可以看到一些我们自己要定的原则。 我怎样做人?
But as we look at this psalm, we can look at what principles will I follow in my life.
我想先看第一节和第二节。
I want us to look first at verse 1 and 2.
我要歌唱慈爱和公平,耶和华啊, 我要向你歌颂。
I will sing of mercy and justice to you, O Lord. I will sing praises.
我要用智慧行完全的道, 你何时到我这里来呢? 我要完全的心行在你家中。
I will behave wisely in a perfect way. Oh, when will you come to me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你，我们今天可以看到这个诗篇，虽然是简短的诗篇，但是给我们很多的原则，我们怎样去立志，去跟从你，按照你的道理行。
求主透过这个诗篇是教导我们，是让我们的心，我们的灵都是朝着耶稣的道理行。我们多谢你，听我们祷告，奉主名求，阿门。 那在这里第一节，大卫说我要歌唱你慈爱和公平。 And so in the first verse, David says, I will sing and I will of your mercy and justice, I will sing praises.
那上个星期我们看一百篇的时候，都见到大卫是赞美。
Last week we looked at,
不是一百篇，是96篇，是吧？
Last week we looked at how, you know, in Psalm, I think it was 96 we looked at last week, and how David was worshiping and the worship to the Lord.
我们歌颂神的爱和公平。
And we need to worship and praise God for his mercy and justice.
神是公平。
God is just. 佢审判嘅时候系公平。And when God judges, He is just. 神满有怜悯有慈爱。And God has full of mercy and love. 佢应该称赞，应该赞美。And He should be worshipped and praised.大卫要持守赞美神。And David's making a commitment, I will praise and worship the Lord. 无论几忙碌我都要赞美。It's kind of saying, no matter how busy I become, I mean, he's a king, right? I will praise. 无论是几困难我都要赞美。And no matter how difficult, I'm still going to praise.当神帮佢解决困难嘅时候，佢要记得感谢。And when God helps him solve problems, he's going to worship and thank God. 喺呢啲时候，我哋好多时会忘记赞美神，系咪 ？And it's in times like that, that's when we forget to worship the Lord. 我哋忙碌我哋忘记我哋系神帮我哋嘅时候，我哋唔记得感恩。So we get busy, we forget to worship the Lord. God does something for us, we forget to give thanks.大卫就好似持守坚持，无论点我都要系赞美神。And David's making this commitment. I'm committed. No matter what happens, I'm going to worship the Lord. 嗱喺呢个成个诗篇呢，就有讲好多大卫话要做或者唔做嘅事。Throughout this whole psalm, you'll see things that David's saying he's going to do, he's not going to do. 有啲佢必要做或者必不做 ，and then he goes into some things that he will certainly do or certainly not do. 所以我哋按照呢啲认识到我哋系。怎样去跟从神 And so as we follow these principles, it can help us to understand how to follow the Lord. 无论是遇到顺利、顺境、逆境，你会不会敬拜赞美神？ Now, if you face trials and difficulties, or if you face pleasant times, are you still going to worship the Lord? 是要坚持在逆境、在困难当中。赞美神。We need to make a commitment that even in times of difficulty, I'm going to worship God. 大卫在困难的时候是这样。That's the way David was in difficulty. 扫罗追杀他，他周围躲埋，是几年时间，他都是赞美神。你看诗篇就知道。And even when Saul was persecuting and chasing him down, running him around all over the place for years,David still would worship the Lord. And you, as you read in the Psalms, you can see that he was committed to that. 大卫找去腓利士人，就要扮癫佬，又是几乎被腓利士人杀死，他都是赞美神。Even as David went to the enemy camp of the Philistines and he had to pretend to be a madman and they almost wanted to kill him, he still would worship God.在大卫身上我们学习，无论是逆境、顺境我们都要赞美主。 And from David's life, we can see whether we're in good times or bad times, we still need to worship the Lord. 在第二节他说，我要用智慧行完全的道，你何时到我这里来呢？ I will behave wisely in a perfect way. Oh, when will you come to me?那大卫讲到要用智慧去跟从主 ，and David is saying he's going to use wisdom to follow God. 那我哋知道咧，圣经话我哋听咩叫智慧 ，and you know the Bible tells us what it is to be wise. 圣经话认识神系智慧嘅开端，敬畏至圣者就系智慧嘅开端。And the Bible says to know God is the beginning of wisdom. To fear God is wisdom. 所以大卫嘅意思，我要用智慧，我要跟从主，我要认识神，我要敬畏神。And so when David says, "I will use wisdom," he's saying, "I'm going to know God. I'm going to follow God. I'm going to fear God." 因为佢认识跟从神，神就俾佢智慧。Because as he knows the Lord and understands the Lord, God gives him wisdom.但是他说要用智慧的心行完全的道。But he says, I'm going to behave wisely in a perfect way. 那有没有人完全? Is anybody perfect? 我们没人是完全。但大卫的意思说，我不想做一个糊涂，我不想做一个愚蠢人。But David is saying, I don't want to be a fool, I don't want to be a madman.我是想行神的道理。I want to follow God's way. 那在这个的完全的道，在这个的新译本就是说，我要小心谨慎行正直的路。
In the New American Standard Version, it says, I will give heed to the blameless way. And in the NIV, it says, I will be careful to lead a blameless life.
咁啊，大卫系立志要按照神嘅心意行
，and so David is basically making a commitment that I'm going to pattern my life. I'm going to follow in the way of the Lord.
我要尽心尽性尽意尽力遵守神嘅道。
I'm going to follow the Lord with all my mind, heart, soul, and spirit. I'm going to walk in His way.
嗱，可以话好似雅各书话我哋听啊。唔好单单听道，要行道。
You could actually say, as James tells us, you know, don't just hear the word, but be doers of the word.
咁啊，我哋知道大卫咧，其实佢系犯过罪，佢唔系完全人。
You know, and David, we know, you know, he was not a perfect guy. He committed sin,
但系佢嘅心里边系要跟从主完全嘅道。
But in his heart.He had the desire to follow God's perfect will.
他坚持这个原则，神喜欢我做些什么，我想做些什么。
And his heart was, what God wants me to do, that's what I want to do.
他不会被自己藉口做懒惰。
He didn't want to make excuses for so he could be lazy.
他不是寻找机会去放松。
He wasn't looking for opportunities to let go and get loosed.
他不会因为身边的人不行神的道路，所以他都不行神的道路。
And he wasn't looking at what other people are doing. The other people aren't following the Lord, so I'm not going to follow the Lord.
有人说，求其是但不方便啊。
And some people say, well, you know, it's not convenient, you know, I'll just take it easy.
大卫有决定，有决心。
David had a commitment. He was committed.
无论身边有咩人点样。
No matter what the people around me are doing.
无论我面对几多困难。
And no matter how many difficulties I face.
我都要坚持行神嘅道。
I'm committed to follow the way of the Lord.
试探来，我要拒绝。Temptation comes, I'm going to resist. 世界的引诱向我挥手，我要逃避。
When the world tempts me and tries to rip me off, I'm going to run away.
私欲面对机会，我就坚持不做。
And when the flesh has an opportunity, I'm committed to not do it.
神完全的道。He's going to follow God's perfect will. God's perfect will. 其实我们跟从主的道路才是平安快乐。
You know, it's when you follow the will of the Lord, that's when you're happy, that's when you're blessed.
耶稣讲明，我是道路真理生命。
And Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life.
所以我们知道耶稣的道是神完全的道。
And so the way of Jesus is God's perfect way.
And 我们是要好像大卫一样，我们要行神这个道路。
And as David, we made to make this commitment to follow God's will.
如果你看使徒行传十三章二十二节。
If you look in the book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 12, Verse 22, what do we title 大卫的心? You'll see what the heart of David was.
使徒行传十三章廿二节。
And so Acts chapter 13, verse 22 says,
既废了扫罗，就选立大卫作他们的王，又为他作见证说，我寻得耶西的儿子大卫，也是合我心意的人，凡事要遵行我的旨意。
And when he had removed him, he raised him up for them, David, as king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. Who will do after my will?
大卫是怎样？他是合神心意的人，是遵行神的旨意的人。
So what kind of heart did David have? David had a heart after God's own heart.
And he was willing to do God's will.
合神心意，你想唔想今日你嘅心系合神心意嘅 ？And do you want to have a heart after God's own heart？ 你愿唔愿意立志话我要做神嘅旨意 ？And you want to say I want to follow God's will for me？
可能有软弱，大卫都有软弱。
Maybe you have weakness. David had weakness. 但系个心里边有呢个心，我想做神喜欢嘅嘢。
就算有软弱，我求神认罪悔改。
And so your heart, even if you have weakness, like David had weakness, and you fall and stumble, your heart inside you say, I want to follow the Lord, so Lord, forgive me, pick me back up, help me to keep going on for you.
那第二节，101篇第二节下半节。
In the second half of verse 2 and verse 101, Psalm 101,
他说，我要全完全的心行在你家中。行在我家中
I will walk within my house with a perfect heart.
那有新译本说我要在我家中我的家中以正直的心行事
The New American Standard Version says I will walk within my house in integrity of my heart.
修订版的和合本说我要以纯正的心行在我家中。
In the NIV, it says, I will conduct the affairs of my house with a blameless heart.
咁我哋睇到大卫，佢系讲呢个完全嘅心。
And so David's talking about having a perfect heart,
系一个嘅正直嘅心
，a heart of integrity,
一个纯正嘅心
，a blameless heart.
佢唔系夸口自己话佢系完全。
He's not bragging and saying he's perfect.
某一个完全的人
There is no perfect person.
但是他的意思就是、可能跟我们想这个完全有点不同
But maybe what he's meaning is a little different from what we usually think of perfect.
那在第二节有这个完全的字出现两次
In verse 2, the word perfect shows up twice.
第一次呢就是完全的道
And the first time is the perfect word.God's perfect word.
这个原文用一个的希伯来话的字是叫 Taumin、我发音可能不对。
And the Hebrew word for God's perfect word, the perfect is Taumin. Taumin.
它意思就是无瑕疵完美完整。
And that means no blemish, perfect, complete.
但如果大卫讲到完全的心，那个完全。
But when David says a perfect heart, the word reserved for perfect is tome. That word is tome.
这个意思就是比较是诚信、廉正，是表示完整。
And the word for tome is actually meaning that it's integrity, it is complete, and it is.Honest, sincere.
大卫的意思就是说要全心全意一心一意跟从主。
And so what David is actually saying is I'm going to follow the Lord with my whole heart and with my whole being. I'm going to put my whole life into following him.
你有没有这个心是这样跟从主? Do you have that kind of a heart to follow God?但我觉得是 很特别他大卫要坚守全心全意行神的道。
I think what's so special is if David makes this commitment that I'm going to follow the Lord with all my heart,
他说在甚至在自己的家里面都是。
And he says, even in my house.
那这个值得我们思考。
And that's worthy of us to think about.
我们在自己的家里面会不会坚守行神的道
In our home, are we going to make that commitment to follow the word of God?
很多人在教会里面做一套在家里做另一套
There's so many people that in church you do one thing and you go home and you do something else
很多回教会的儿女他长大不信耶稣因为他见到父母在教会做一套，在家做另一套。
And so many children that grow up in the church, they grow up not knowing God, not believing in Lord, because they see their parents coming to church, doing one thing at church, and doing something else at home.
我不够胆说我是一个完美的人，但我有这个决心，
我在教会是怎样，我在家里都要这样，我去哪里都要这样。
I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I make this commitment that when I'm at church, the type of person I am at church, I want to be the same type of person at home. I want to be the same type of person wherever I go.
这个不是一个我要做的样，这个是我根本我就是这么样。
And it's not something that I do, it's something that I am.
我在主里面要做一个合神心意的人。
In Christ, we want to be somebody that's pleasing to the Lord.
所以是很多人有这个角度感觉就话屋企系我安全窝
，and so many people think, well, you know, home is my safety place, my comfort zone.
我喺屋企里边可以放松 ，and at home I can relax.
我喺屋企里边唔需要戴面具，唔需要戴有咩架子 ，and at home I can take my mask off and I can be myself.
系无拘无束做自己
，and without any restraints I can just be myself.
于是在家里面随便啦
，and so at home, you know, you just get lackadaisical.
我哋要小心，我哋咪放松我哋嘅信仰，我哋嘅价值观，我哋嘅道德观。
We need to be careful. Are we going to relax our values in Christ and our belief in Christ?
我觉得我哋要坚持，我哋。做基督徒父母，我哋点样照顾我哋嘅仔女？点样养大佢
？I think we need to make a commitment as Christian parents. How are we raising our children? Are we an example for them?
我哋系点样处理自己？我哋做基督徒嘅夫妇，我哋咪以耶稣嘅标准嚟爱对方
？And as Christian husband and wife, are we following God's pattern as we love each other in our marriage?
我哋做基督徒嘅小朋友，我哋咪翻到屋企里边，即系俾我哋父母睇得到，信耶稣系最孝顺。
And as children at home, and do we show our parents that we are honoring our parents more than non-Christian kids are honoring their parents?
我年轻初信主嘅时候，我发现到自己有个问题。
When I was a young Christian, I discovered I had a problem. 因为我翻到教会呢。
是很积极，很喜欢侍奉。
Because when I go to church, I just really out there just ministering and putting all my effort into serving God and doing all this stuff.
回到家呢，放松。
And I come home, I just relax.
回到家呢，变懒惰，不肯做嘢，软皮蛇嘅。
And I get home, you know, I just want to not do anything, want to be lazy, just lay around.
我屋企妈咪叫我做啲乜嘢，我就系好恶啊，闹佢，我唔得闲啊。
And when my mom, you know, wants me to do something, you know, I get mean. Hey, I'm not busy. I'm doing something else, you know.
我应该系出边啊，同人哋系传福音，好温柔，好我翻到屋企好恶啊。
And out on the street, I'm sharing the gospel with people. I'm so happy and nice. And come home, I'm mean.
好似双面人啊
，It's like a double-faced person, you know.
咁样点去带父母信耶稣
？And like that, how can I bring my parents to Christ?
我哋系要喺屋企里边。有决心，我的基督徒生活要在屋企里面是做得最好的，最标准。
We need to make that commitment that I'm going to live my Christian life at home the best that I can.
大卫有这个原则，在家中要做正直、专心爱主的人。
And David had that commitment. He wanted to live his Christian life, his spiritual life at home.
那大卫就犯咗罪，可惜佢因为犯咗罪呢，影响佢家庭好严重。
Now, David committed a sin, and unfortunately, the sin that David committed affected his family greatly.
但佢做呢个立志系未犯过罪之前
，But he made this commitment before he made that sin.
我哋唔想学大卫嘅软弱。但我哋可以学佢呢个嘅立志。
We don't want to follow David's sin, but we do want to follow his commitment.
我睇到呢个经文，我会谂到约书亚。
As I look at this passage, I think of Joshua.
在约书亚的24:14-15, and in Joshua chapter 24 verse 14 and 15, 约书亚就是摩西的这班人带以色列人过约旦河入到迦南地征服地。And Joshua was David's replacement man, you could say. He got the baton from Moses, from Moses, and he took the children of Israel across the Jordan River into Canaan and he conquered the land.到約書亞就是年紀大的已經征服迦南地他跟百姓這樣說 And when Joshua was old and they'd already conquered most of the land this is what Joshua said to the people 在24:14 and in verse 24 chapter 24 verse 14現在你們要敬畏耶和華诚心实意地侍奉他将你们列祖在大河那边和在埃及所侍奉的神除掉去侍奉耶和华 Now therefore fear the Lord serve him in sincerity and in truth and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river and in Egypt serve the Lord 若是你们以侍奉耶和华为不好今日就可以选择所要侍奉的，是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢？是你们所住这地方亚摩利人的神呢？至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. 至于我和我家，我们必侍奉耶和华 As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. 你今日会唔会有呢个立志？神啊，我要喺屋企里边系侍奉你，喺我家庭里边侍奉你。And can you make that commitment? Say, Lord, I want to serve you in my home. 约书亚有呢个立志，我哋做基督徒有冇呢个心？是影响我们家人信耶稣 And as Christians, do you have that heart that you want to bring your family members to Christ? 是弟兄姊妹你可以影响你家人 You know, you can affect your family 在你家中你要做榜样 And at home, you need to be the example 你要给你配偶看得到信耶稣是多好有什么益处 And as husband and wives, you need to be that example so your spouse can see what a Christian marriage is supposed to be, what a Christian husband, a Christian wife. 你做儿女你要做这个的积极的儿女被父母看得到你是最孝顺的 And as children, you need to be, you know,aggressive at home is follow the Lord to let your parents see you know being a Christian I honor you I do I obey you 我们做父母要给我们子女看到我们所说我们相信我们会实践我们会做到 and as parents we need to let our children know that what we say we believe we do in action we're not just talking如果子女看到你在教会是敬拜回到家就是另一样东西他不会信你的神 And if your children see you coming to church and worshiping God and then coming home doing something else they're not going to follow your God 诗篇101篇第三节大卫讲他坚守不做的事情 And in verse 3 of Psalm 101 he starts telling us the things that he will not do第三节话邪僻的事，我都不摆在我眼前。I will set nothing wicked before my eyes。邪僻的事，我不摆我眼前。I will set nothing wicked before my eyes。大卫坚持呢，就系唔好
做邪僻的事。And David made this commitment, I'm not going to put these things, wicked things before me.
这个邪僻的事可以包括污秽啊、罪恶啊、恶毒的嘢。
And maybe, you know, we can, what is wicked things? Sinful, distasteful, evil.
他说我不会摆这些事在我眼前。
And he says, I'm not going to let these things be in before me.
那大卫时代呢是没有电视、没有网上、没有杂志、没有报章的。
In the time of David, they didn't have television, they didn't have internet, computers, they didn't have magazines and newspapers.
但大卫是国王。
But David was a king.
他可以学其他邻近的皇帝
and he could have followed the pattern of the other kings around him at the time.
他是出了名，是当时的王宫是怎样
and it was well known what were most kings and palaces doing at that time.
很多王宫就会是狂欢、饮酒、跳舞
and many of the kings in their palaces, they'd have, you know, their harems and they'd drink alcohol and they'd have party and orgies.
东方很多的国王希腊、罗马、埃及都是这样是出世名是淫荡文化
And in the Middle East at the time you know, you go to Greece and Rome and Egypt and they had all these orgies and things
他会找人跳脱衣舞或者脱皮舞
And they'd have ladies come and dance strip dances or belly dances, you know, before the king.
大卫就决定我不要任何邪僻的事在我眼前。
And David made the commitment, I don't want any wickedness before my eyes.
因为他知道我眼见到我会思想我会心思思会影到我犯罪。
Because David knew if it's before his eyes, it's going to cause him to want to sin.
对我们来讲是一个很大的提醒。
And for us, this is a great call to awakening.
在你自己，可能你有决心，我永远都不会犯奸淫。
And maybe you make this commitment, I will never commit adultery.
但是有没有看咸湿书？有没有看色情电影？有没有看色情网站
？But have you looked at pornography, pornographic books, X-rated movies,
pornography on the internet? 你的睇同埋做其实冇分别。
To look at that and to do it is actually no difference.
大卫就决定我不摆这些在我眼前
And David said, I'm not going to let that in front of my eyes.
那姊妹你要明白弟兄的软弱
Ladies, you need to understand the weakness of men.
我的弟兄就很容易受姊妹的衣着打扮的试探
As men, it's easy for us to be seduced, to be enticed by the way you dress.
特别如果你在教会里面想敬拜神，你小心你的衣着，因为我们不想人家在这里敬拜，跟着望着，哇，回到家想心思思。
Because we don't want you to come here and cause the other guys sitting next to you as they're worshiping Lord to be looking at you in lust and go home and start having fantasies.
你要明白男士的软弱，你不要摆啲试探，摆啲氹在他眼前。
Understand the weakness of men. Don't put a pitfall in front of them that they will fall into.
教会不是时装表演，教会是应该是一起亲近主，焦点在神里边。
The church is not a place for a fashion show. The focus of the church is looking at Jesus.
但是另外一啲嘅眼前嘅事咧。What do you see with some?
But there are other things in front of ours we need to be careful of.
今天很多人打机打啲暴力嘅血腥嘅游戏
And many people play video games and they play these violent, bloody video games.
很多心理学家
社工就是担心青少年成日打机打打杀杀，见到人斩头啊，流血淋淋，跟住眨眼冇事嘅，麻木咗。And so many social workers and psychologists are concerned about this generation as everyone's playing these games of violence and just so graphic and blood and heads cutting off. 跟住你见到伊斯兰国真系斩人头，你唔斩，哎，你冇嘢。And then you see ISIS really cutting off people's heads. You say, it's nothing, you know, I'm used to it. Yeah. 惯了，麻木了，看惯了，怪癖的事在眼前，已经不觉得是什么。And then, you know, you've got these evil things in front of your eyes. When you see it happening, you don't even think, you're immune to it. You're numb to it.
时时在荧光幕看到的东西，再进一步呢，就想是行为行出来的。
And the things you keep seeing on the screen, the next step is you want to start doing it. 大卫就坚持不将这些怪癖的事摆在眼前。And David had that commitment, I'm not going to put this stuff before my eyes.
可惜撒旦呢就给大卫一个陷阱，他见到别士巴在屋顶冲凉，他就冧了。
Unfortunately, Satan put a pitfall in front of David, and he saw Bathsheba bathing on the roof, and David fell for it.
可能大卫知道他的软弱，所以更加要防备。
Maybe David understood his weakness, that's why he was putting up this wall to protect him.
你明明白自己的软弱，你会不会有这个决心，我不想被自己这个陷阱。
Do you understand your weakness? Are you willing to put up those barriers so you won't fall into the pitfall?
第三节下半节
In the second half of verse 3,
叛逆人所做的事，我甚恨恶，不用沾在我身上。
I hate the work of those who fall away, it shall not cling to me.
对我们现代人来讲，这个是一个现实的问题。
For those of us in modern society, this is a very real situation.
叛逆人是不相信神的人。
Those who fall away are those who don't believe in Jesus.
他不接受神创造天地，不接受神是主宰。
They don't accept that God is the creator, he is of the universe.
他不接受圣经的道德观、价值观。
And they don't accept the moral standard and the value system of the Bible.
现代世界是叛逆神而行。
And the world is falling away and turning away from God.
世界的大学是教我们呢，是无神论。
And the universities of the world are teaching us that it's atheist. There is no God.
我的小孩上个星期翻学，一堂个老师就讲，如果你相信神创造天地，你一堂会变好麻烦，系咪？即系唔系咁嘅类似？去改观啊，要改观你，即系你错啦，你改观。
The teacher said to my son last week, his first day in the class and new semester, and the teacher said, if you believe in God, you know, that God's a creator in this universe, you know, I'm going to change your thinking.
第一日上堂就讲呢啲嘢，即系逆党神啊。
In the first day of class, you know, they're against God.
现在一般接受一个叫相对论，
most people, you know, take and accept this relativity thinking,
无绝对，无善恶之分，是大家决定咩啱咩唔啱。
You know, there is no absolute truth, there is no right or wrong, it's what the people, the majority of the people think is right, that's what's right.
跟住，而家大部分嘅人觉得同性恋系啱嘅，你唔接受，你系错。
So now the majority thinks that homosexuality is right, and if you don't believe that, you don't go along, you're wrong.
按照大多数嘅决定，你又坚持基督教嘅立场，你就越来越系被人逼迫。
And following the majority, if you want to stand firm to the biblical teaching, you're going to get persecuted. 在大学阶段，一般人就觉得开个雀笼，雀仔飞自由。我而家21岁，可以赌钱，可以饮酒，去 red 啊，晚晚出去 Quebec 啊玩下。You know, so many university kids now. You know, like, I'm 21 years old. You know, I'm like a I've been set free out of my birdcage. You know, I can drink, I can hang out, I can go to the bars and the nightclubs, I can wave parties. You know.澳门是一个赌钱天地，好多人觉得赌钱没什么问题啊，小赌可以啦。Most, you know, Macau is a gambling capital, right? So most people think it's okay to gamble. You know, a little bit's not going to hurt anybody. You know, 饮酒啊，即系理所当然。而家大人啊，大女人翻到屋企瞓咧，即系一夜之情啊，有乜所谓？人哋都做，点解你唔做？You know, drink a little here, you know, bring a girl over for night, you know, have a one night stand. No big thing. Everybody does it. Why won't you do it? 这些现实的 These are real situations. 大卫就坚持我不会沾在我身上。David said, it will not cling to me. 我不要做这些事。I'm not going to do these things. 那神叫我们爱世人如己。Now Jesus tells us to love others as ourselves. 我们要爱罪人。We need to love sinners. 但我们不要爱他的行为。But we should not love their actions and their deeds. 我们要爱同性恋者。We need to love homosexuals, the LGBT community. 但我们不要爱他的行为。But don't love their actions. 你要爱病态赌徒，但系唔爱佢嘅赌钱。We need to love gamblers, but don't love their gambling. 我爱吸毒者，但系我唔爱佢嘅毒品。I love drug addicts, but I don't love their drugs. 大卫话：叛逆人所做的事，我甚恨恶。And David said, I hate the work of those who fall away. 你有冇呢种心？恨恶罪恶。Do you have that hate for sin? 耶稣拯救我们脱离黑暗，进入光明。Jesus rescued us out of the darkness, brought us into the light. 我们要坚持行在光明中。We need to continue to walk in the light. 可能有软弱，可能有试探，可能跌倒。Maybe you get weak, maybe you get tempted, maybe you fall. 认罪悔改 ，repent， 求神。改变你，带翻你行正路。Ask the Lord to change you and put you back on the right path. 耶稣拯救你脱离黑暗，要你继续在黑暗里边。Jesus rescued you out of the darkness. He doesn't want you to keep continuing in the darkness. 第四节 ，verse 4： 弯曲的心，我必远离；一切的恶人，我不认识。A perverse heart shall depart from me.I will not know wickedness. 那大卫呢个系好明白事理嘅呢句说话。I see from this that David understood things very clearly. 因为一切嘅坏习惯行为系由心思开始。Because our bad habits, our bad actions start in our thoughts. 大卫话歪曲嘅心思。我必远离。And David says, a perverse heart shall depart from me. 他眼见到的事跟着心思思很快的脚就行出来。Things that you see with your eyes and you start dwelling on it and thinking, contemplating it, sooner or later you're going to start doing it. 为了保护自己先保护的心。And to protect yourself from it, the first thing you need to do is protect your heart.歪曲的心思必远离 and to turn away from perverseness. 现代有很多歪曲心思的事。There are many perverted things in this world today. 有看港产片啊，电视剧啊， you watch the soap operas on TV. 都是讲八卦啊。 督你，我督你背脊，你督我，我利用你，我踩你嘅，妒忌你嘅弯曲啊，因为。What are these things talking about? You know, talking about gossip, you know, sticking your finger in the other person's back, betrayal, you know, jealousy, conniving. Wang kuk is some. What are you yinle? And we should depart from these type of these things. Singing wa tam qin hai ma ngok zi gan. The Bible says that the love of money is the root of all evil. 我哋贪钱追求卓越，系咪一个弯曲嘅心思？ And if we're chasing after just money and riches, is that a perverted heart? 如果我哋喺心里边系追求呢啲世界嘅嘢，唔系追求神嘅嘢呢？And if we're chasing after the worldly things and worldly pleasures, not seeking after God's things, is that a perverted heart? 耶稣说，你财宝在哪里？你心在哪里？ Jesus said, where your treasure is, there your heart is also. 你的财宝在哪里？ Where is your treasure?如果你的财宝是要耶稣多过一切，耶稣是你的财宝。And if your treasure is seeking after Jesus more than anything else, he's your treasure. 但如果你的财宝是追求世上的名华、身份地位。But if your treasure is seeking after position, glamour, worldly things, 这些成为你心中的偶像。Those things become...An idol unto you. 大卫就说，弯曲的心思，我必远离。And David said, A perverse heart shall depart from me. 那我知道港澳做生意都面对好多挑战。I know, you know, Hong Kong, Macau, it's very difficult to be a businessman. 大卫说，一切的恶人我不认识。 And David said, I will not know wickedness or wicked men in the Chinese. 但你知道做生意在这个社会呢就要应酬。 But you know, in this society, you have to treat the guests, you know. 所以是要经常带他去哪里，即是赌场，去夜总会，去唱 K 啊，去饮酒啊，找小姐陪啊。And so, you know, in the business world, you know, you take them out, you know, you entertain them, you know, take them to the nightclub, take them to the karaoke, you take them to the gambling site, you get the girls to come along, you know. 好复杂。Becomes very difficult, complicated.澳门社会是一个复杂社会。Macau is a complicated society. 唔怪之耶稣讲明有两条路。No wonder Jesus said there are two ways, paths. 一条路是阔的。多人行。Jesus said one path is wide, and many people are walking on it.是花里花碌好吸引 and it's glamorous, it's exciting, it's attractive.第一个结果去到灭亡 But the end is destruction 有另一条路是窄的少人行 The other path is narrow Few people pass it 是弯曲的第一个结尾是永生 And very few people travel on the narrow path But the end is eternal life 你今天是行哪条路阔那条多人行的花里花碌吸引的但是窄那条的。 So which road are you traveling on today? The wide road? The broad road that leads to destruction? It's attractive, it's glamorous, or are you traveling on the narrow path that leads to eternal life? 你看第五节， Look at verse 5. 在暗中残旁他邻居的，我必将他灭绝，眼目高傲，心里骄纵的，我必不容他。 Whoever secretly slanders his neighbor, him I will destroy. The one who has a haughty look and a proud look, him I will not endure. OK， 大卫是讲真理，他是国王，他是有这个责任要处理国家的事。
David was king. He had the responsibility of leading the kingdom.
他的国王，他是有这个的执法者的审判官的身份。
And as a king, he was the administrator of justice, and he was the legal hand of the law.
他有责任，边度做得唔对，佢要处理。
And as his responsibility, when something was out of whack, he had to take care of it.
所以佢坚持佢国家就要合神心意嘅，行合神心意嘅路。
And so he made the commitment: my country is going to follow God's way and walk the path.
所以定法例，按照呢个法则做。
And so he made the law and he followed it.
咁呢个就系、是。国家佢要停止有贪污有抹黑嘅事，佢要一定要处理。
And so in the country, if there is corruption, if there is blackmail or slander, he needs to take care of it.
佢嘅政府唔可以容许呢啲事。
And his kingdom, his administration cannot allow these things.
佢要骄傲。如果在他的国家里面人家骄傲是怎样，
And so pride in his country, what is it going to be?
你要记得大卫是当时世界最强大的国家。
That time David's kingdom was the most powerful kingdom on earth.
骄傲的意思就是不接受大卫做皇帝，看他不在眼前，你是谁厉害。
And so somebody proud before David is somebody who's not accepting David's leadership, does not accept him as king.
如果一个国家的皇帝你在他眼前是骄傲，皇帝一定要是说你作反，你反对我的统治。
And as a king, if somebody is not honoring the king and being proud towards the king, that means that you're not accepting my rulership.You're rebelling.
所以他按照一个国家的领袖的身份，他要灭绝这些行为。
And so as a king, he had to take care of this type of activity.
我们不是皇帝，我们不可以灭绝任何人。
We're not kings, we can't eliminate anybody, right?
但是我们可以看他这个坚持的原则，在自己里面看看。
But these principles that David is applying, we can apply them to ourselves.
我们有没有诽谤人？有没有讲人是非？
Are we talking behind back people's backs? Are we gossiping?
我们是不是有骄傲的心？
Do we have a heart of pride?
因为骄傲是危险。其实诽谤人和骄傲是有关系。
And actually, gossip and pride have a close relationship.
是因为你是讲近他是非，诽谤他，你将他贬低，将自己昂高。
Because as you gossip about somebody, you're actually putting them down. You're deframing them while you're lifting yourself up.
所以你是一骄傲就抬高自己。踩低别人。
And so in pride you're uplifting yourself and you're stepping on others.
所以讲是非啊，插位啊，督人背脊啊，讲人坏话。
And so you know you're gossiping, you're sticking them in the back, you're saying slandering against them.
个原因是为乜？要自己叻啊，佢唔好我先好啊。
And why are you doing it? You know, because you want people to think you're good, right? They're no good, but I'm good.
我们身为基督徒要远离这些事。
As Christians we need to turn away from this.
大卫就是立志他不要做这些行为，他不要这些行为在他国家。
And David made the commitment, I don't want this kind of activity in my life, I don't want it in my country.
你看第六节， Look at verse 6. 我眼要看国中的诚实人，叫他们与我同住，行为完全的，他要侍候我。
My eyes shall be on the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He who walks in a perfect way, he shall serve me.
大卫坚持这个原则， 去寻找诚实的人。And this principle that David is holding true, he is looking for honest people. 他要坦白人，他要诚恳的人，他是正直人。He's looking for those that are honest, for truthful, for those who are willing to speak the truth.
那好多政府是想要这些人，但现今的社会很多政府就要一些欺骗行诡诈一起去呃人 的政府。
You know, many countries would love people of honesty and integrity, but today it seems like more and more governments are filling themselves with people who are dishonest, who are telling lies, deceit.
我不敢说南韩刚刚弹劾过总统。Now, what about in South Korea? In Park Geun-hye, what's your English name? Park Geun-hye? Park Geun-hye? I don't know. Deceit, now impeached. 美国政府 Obama, 希拉里 特朗普 誰個子來子去 你講大話 你呃人 誰個真 誰個假
How about in the United States? You know, Obama, Hillary,now Trump, you know, everyone's pointing the finger, you know, you're dishonest, you're deceiving, you're lying. Who's telling the truth? Who's not?
香港呢？曾蔭權現在審緊，當時覺得曾蔭權幾好喎，開頭好，林美香啊。In Hong Kong, Donald Zheng started out great.Washed up in the end.
贪污隐瞒，其实政府应该是诚实坦白。As governments, we should be honest and in integrity. 大卫是要一个的诚实的国临国家，
但是我们人呢，我们怎样？
David wanted his country to be honest and in integrity, but how about us?
我们知道讲大话欺骗不啱啊。
We know that telling lies and deceit is not good.
但好多人问我，牧师啊，我知道讲大话不啱，但系我呢善意嘅大话得唔得啊
？No, Pastor, I know telling lies is not good, but you know, how about little white lies? Just a little white lies. That's okay, right?
我冇恶意啊，我对人好啊，我讲真话咧，佢会嬲啊，会受唔起啊，所以我讲啲。善意的恶的大话呢就可以好一点
的。I know lying is not good, but it's a white lie. It's for his good. You know, if I tell him the truth, it will be bad. So I tell a white lie, you know, make it better.
这样是不是神中不中意啊？
Does God like that?
诚实就诚实，大话就是大话，欺骗就欺骗。
Honesty is honesty, lies are lies, deception is deception. 你要做隐瞒，你要做双面人。If you're deceitful and you're being a two-faced person,
我王医生成日讲见人讲人话，见鬼讲鬼话，系咪？
Stanley always says, you know, you see people, you talk people language, you see the devil, you talk devil language, right? Is that what it means, 鬼话？So I tell you what you want to hear because it makes you feel good. And I tell them what they want to hear. It makes them feel good. I just hope the two of them don't talk together because that's going to make me bad.
我跟你讲我你想听的因为你会舒服。我跟他讲他想听的令到他舒服。我就希望你两个不会彼此倾偈因为这样我就不得点啊。是不是大卫大卫要寻找诚实的人。你愿不愿意做诚实的人
？David was looking for people of integrity, honesty. Are you that person?
第七节 ，verse 7， 行诡诈的必不得住在我家里，说谎话的必不住，必不得立在我眼前。
He who works deceit shall not dwell within my house. He who tells lies shall not continue in my presence.
其实第六节和第七节是一样的，即是相反。
Verse 6 and 7 are actually saying the same thing, just in a different way, right?
是强调神要我们诚实。
He's emphasizing that God wants us to be honest.
我们看
这个的时候我想到尼迦书一个很熟悉的经文。 And as I look at this, I think of a verse in the book of Micah, 六章八节，尼迦书六章八节。 In Micah chapter 6 verse 8,世人啊，耶和华已指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。 He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God.
我想这个尼迦书第六章第八节是总结诗篇101。
I think Micah chapter 6 verse 8 is actually a synopsis of the whole Psalm 101. 神要我们做什么？ What does God want us to do?
行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与神同行。God wants us to do justly, love mercy, walk humbly with our God.Why are there four in Chinese? Oh, and only three in English. Good question for a translator.
中文有四件，英文只有三件，你问啲翻译员点解？
弟兄姊妹，最后一节，第八节，一零一第八节，好快讲完。
Let's look at the last verse and we're almost done. 我每日早晨要灭绝国中所有的恶人。好把一切的业，一切作业的，从耶和华的城里剪除。
Early I will destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all the evildoers from the city of the Lord.
那再讲大卫是皇帝，他有这个权，他需要保护国家。
Again, David is a king, he has this right, he should do this, this is his job, his responsibility.
但我们不是皇帝，我们不可以这样做。
But we're not kings, we can't do that.
但我们可以看自己的心。
But we can look at our own heart.
我想看最后那点，特别是新年之前，洗邋遢。
And I want to look at the last part of that, especially before Chinese New Year, as we wash out the evil.
他说，在我心中把一切的罪恶从耶和华的，从我的心里面剪除。
And why don't we change it to say that I may cut off all the wickedness from my heart?
That I may cut it out.
将我们心中的罪恶剪除， to cut out the wickedness of my own heart.
整篇是这样讲，
that's what the whole psalm is talking about.
我们要跟从主，即是同罪恶一刀两断，一心一意行神的道。
That as we follow the Lord, we cut off all ties with wickedness and evil, and we devote our whole heart to following the Lord.
这个大卫给我们的好的原则是一个好好的鼓励，是新年之前检讨自己生命，是新的一年我要一心一意是行神喜欢的路。
And as we come to the end of the Chinese New Year that we're leaving and moving into the New Year that's coming up, as we clean our house, let the Lord cleanse our house and give us His grace as we enter into the New Year.
一切祈祷，
let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，提到诗篇101篇，给我们好多属灵的原则，知道你的原则是没变。你要我们赞美你，你要我们一心一意跟随你，按照你的完全的道，有一个正直的心去跟随。你愿意我们眼里面不要看污秽的，你要我们的心思不要想些不应该想些事。主啊，你要我们行公义好怜悯。求主真的让我们能够消化你的话语，愿意我们的心能够跟随你，不单止是新年期间，求主让我们是一直到回天家的时候都是跟从你。我们多谢你听我们祷告，奉主名求， Amen。 默祷之后散会。